Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. This meditative and entertaining documentary film, Nocturne, takes us on an immersive viewing experience of sound and imagery. The film weaves together an intricate and poetic tapestry of our world. Ecologist Mansi sets out on a quest to study moths in one of the most vibrant places on the earth. She teams up with Biki, a young man from the indigenous Bukan community, to seek clues about what the future has in store for these moths. Together, Mansi and Biki transfers the landscape, meticulously working night after night to put up light screens that transform into dynamic canvases with moths of varying sizes, designs, and textures, creating a painterly effect with their form, movement, and color. Just a beautiful film to look at, and entrancing, and so many other wonderful aspects to this film, Nocturnes. Joining us today are the co-directors of Nocturnes, Anirban Dutta and Anupama Srinivasan. Welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here.
Thank you. And I'm honored to have you here today. Beautiful film. And not just the look of the film, the sound in the film, everything about this pulls you into the story, into the lives, if you will, of the moths and of the people who are exploring their world. Anupama, let's talk about how you heard about this research on moths. And at what point in your research did you think it was a subject for a documentary film that we now know as Nocturnes?
Yeah, thank you, Mike, for your kind words. So actually we are, Anirban and I live in Delhi, which is one of the most polluted cities in the world. It's noisy, it's crowded, it's aggressive. We had this feeling that we are losing something very important from our lives, as we are so getting just addicted with devices and just having a life full of a lot of aggression, actually, and noise. So we were really keen to do something with cinema that would allow us to connect back with nature. We were sort of looking for an idea around that. And it so happened that we ran into Mansi just totally accidentally when we were doing some commissioned work in the Western Himalayas. And she was also part of the project in another capacity. And she said, oh, I'm just doing this to earn some money, but my real passion is moths. And I work in this gorgeous forest in the Eastern Himalayas. And then she described what she does. And that sounded so beautiful and cinematic to us, because she said that she puts up this white screen at dusk and waits. And as the night falls, moths start coming and fill up the screen and make this amazing, beautiful designs and all this color and texture and sounds. And so the way she talked about it with so much love and passion, we were very attracted to her and the story she was telling us. And so we followed her to discover this world, actually, because we didn't know much about moths before this. And that was how we started. And then we thought, okay, this is something, this space and this exploration around moths allows us to make this connection back with nature.
Anirban, where did you come into the project?
We have been working together from our previous feature documentary called Flickering Lights. So we both live in the same city, and I have two children, and I have seen that how the kids are slowly getting removed from the natural world because of the cacophony of the urban landscape that we live in. And they are losing that simple, innocent connect that possibly we had as a child of watching a grasshopper in our backyard, or looking at the line of ants gathering food in summer for a winter that's going to set in later. And we both felt that we wanted to make a film which will invite audience to look at the small quote unquote insignificant things that we never pay heed or look with intent, with more attention, and try to understand this connection that as humans we have with the natural world. And for that, we can even go to our backyard and look at a 1 square feet of land, of grass, and you can see how many tiny insect creatures are living there. So there is a whole world that we have completely forgotten about, and we are now attached to our devices, and we are becoming zombies. So we wanted to bring in more life in our own lives, and also wanted to tell other fellow humans that what we are becoming, we need to internalize and see that there was this world that is still there, and we can possibly reconnect and calm ourselves down, get into a more space where we are more mindful of what is happening around us. And this film, Nocturnes, gave us that opportunity to explore exactly this.
And let me just reinforce what you said. It's not only the story being told of Bansi and Bikki, but it's also the way that you told the story. So much of the film is this silence, allowing us to hear nature, not only just to feel like we're a part of it in because of the way you filmed it, but also that sense that all of us have had. Whether we've walked through a forest or we've stood at the edge of the ocean or whatever it might be, that the sound of just the world, if you will, whatever that is that you're hearing of, aside from civilization, is what connects in this film for me. It's what makes this film such a beautiful experience, is that. So I think you succeeded beautifully in that. I want to talk about the valley or the area that we find ourselves in. Where is that in relation to what? Where is that in India? You want to answer that, Anupama?
Yeah, it's in the northeastern part of India. It's in the border between India and Bhutan. So this is the northeasternmost state called Arunachal Pradesh. And this particular area is one of the most biodiverse in the world, at par with the Amazon. We have shot in a place called the Eagle Nest Sanctuary and its surroundings, a community-owned forest, which actually the Bugun people take care of, the Bugun indigenous community. They have a buffer zone outside the sanctuary, which they have contributed on their own. Bikki and the other young men who are part of the scientific team are actually people from this community, without who the scientists cannot work there.
It's mentioned in the film, do I have this right, 150,000 different species? Do I have that right?
Yes, that's right.
That's incredible. But is there something in particular about the fragility of their life, if you will, their future, that is an indicator? Why study moths the way that we see in the film?
It's a very simple answer. Actually, the moths, or the caterpillar stage of the moth, converts the plant tissue into the animal tissue. They are the biggest converters of plant tissue into animal tissue. And it is the caterpillar moths on which the whole bird population feeds on, and multiple things, not only birds. There are multiple animals which feed on caterpillar moths. Other than this, if this is such a crucial link to our ecosystem, if this gets broken, you can understand what catastrophic effect it will have. On top of that, moths are night pollinators. So a lot of the flowering plants which open at night are pollinated by moths. And we don't know this because we don't see at night. We know the bees, but we don't know these moths. So in a way, the film is also called Nocturnes, because we are opening a night world that the human beings are oblivious to. They don't know about this. So that is why moths are also, some moths especially, are very sensitive to temperature increase, because they are cold-blooded animals. They don't have capacity like human beings or other reptiles or mammals to generate heat in their body. So they, as you saw, see in the film, often they flap their wing to generate heat. So it's a very fragile little organism which does get impacted with slightest change of temperature.
That was an utterly fascinating part of the film, was just what you described as they were landing on a puma. I would like for you to describe that canvas, if you will, this that they are that are lit, that is lit up at night, so that you can, so when they land on, I've never seen anything like this, where all of these moas land on it because of the light being shined down on it. That was amazing to watch. Cinematically speaking, it was a beautiful thing to see, but just to see that canvas teeming with life was really a striking image. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that is the image that Mansi painted was a thing that attracted us as filmmakers to this place in the first, first turn. So when we went there and we were actually witness to this gorgeous sight, at this first, this waiting, and then the anxiety that is, are the moths actually going to show up? And then slowly they fill up the screen, and every day, it's a different film out there. It's a different film that the moths create on this white screen. And so pure audio visual level, it was absolutely splendid. But from the scientific point of view, it was interesting that even though the scientists have been working there for so many years, they still actually cannot predict very well if a particular night will bring moths or not. And that again comes back to the question of the extreme sensitivity of moths to any small changes in climate or the weather. It may be temperature, it may be moisture, it may be how far the light is being carried that day because of certain aspects of the atmosphere. So everything affects sort of the performance, if you may, on each night. So, and you know, they would plan and they would do it and they would wait, and sometimes there would just be disappointment. And we kept all that in the film because we wanted to show that, you know, humans don't know much about the natural world. And we are taking just one particular family of one insect like moths, and it will take more than one person's lifetime to study this.
Yes, that's made very, very clear, not only by what we see, just the enormity of understanding all of those different species, but also by the interaction between Mansi and Biki. But before we go any further, I want to explore that relationship, which I found fascinating. But I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking with the co-directors of a terrific documentary film. And one, I think, for people who might read the log line and say, well, what's this about? It is utterly fascinating on so many different levels. The world of moths and this ecology, this area of the world that they're studying, and just the life we see in this. And the co-directors are Anupama Srinivasan, as well as Anirpan Dutta.
And our listeners, you should all know that the film Nocturnes is opening on Friday, October 25th at the Lemley Royal Theater in right off Santa Monica Boulevard there near the 405 freeway. So I urge you to check this out for a lot of very, very good reasons, not the least of which it's a beautiful film to look at. Anupama, did you want to add something?
We have made this film with an intention and a hope that it will be experienced on the big screen. So, and to see the moths blown up on a large screen and to be totally immersed in the sound, which is sort of, we've done it, the sound in Atmos. So it's a really immersive experience, and it's much more special if people come to the cinemas.
Can I add one more line, please?
Of course, please.
We would also like to invite the teachers in the schools who are teaching young children about the natural world, if they could come for the afternoon shows or the evening shows with the children who are discovering the natural world through their textbooks. If we would like to invite them as well to come and experience these incredible creatures from the Himalayas.
Arnibon, thank you. I could not agree with you more. The film is captivating in so many different levels, sonically and lyrically, in terms of the look of the film. I just want to let our listeners know that our guests today, Arnibon Dutta and Annapurna Srinivasan, will be at the Lemley Royal Theater on Friday, October 25th, and Saturday, October 26th, for the 7:30 screenings for a Q&A. The film will be running all week at the Lemley Royal, but they'll be there on the Friday and Saturday for Q&As.
What are the things about the film that is this relationship between Munsee and Vicky? I like the way that over the time of the film, they begin to form a stronger friendship, relationship, if you will. It's just a fascinating part of it because Munsee is very dedicated to what she's doing and believes that this is important work, and it is. It's just fun. It's a fun part of the film. It's something I really enjoyed watching unfold. What's your take, Annapurna, on the relationship? How would you characterize it?
So when we went the first time, we went through Munsee. And so when we were doing the work, we were just noticing that there's this other guy sort of in the background and who's helping her. And it took us a while to recognize his contribution because we were sort of talking to her. She was from the city. It was like, you know, the milieu that we are familiar with. So our first interaction was with Munsee. But slowly we realized that nothing there is possible without Vicky's expertise of knowing the landscape, of making do with very simple things like the bamboo. And he helped us also in setting up some of our equipment in that very difficult terrain. And so then we thought, okay, this is somebody that we really want to include in the film to acknowledge the contribution of the local communities to scientific research. You know, their names may not come in paper in the scientific papers, but without them, no work is possible there. So that's how we started looking at his contribution and his part in the research more minutely. And then we saw that Munsee was a very rare kind of person who was very egalitarian in her approach. So she was always welcoming of questions. She always pitched in to, you know, do all the laborious work. She was not like, oh, you know, somebody else is going to do the labor part and I'm here to do the science part. And so we thought that there was something very interesting going on here. And, you know, and for Vicky, even though he was very familiar with the forest, because the moths come only at night, he was not familiar with the world of moths. So it was a huge opening out of his own backyard for him. So, and then slowly we see that first, you know, in the beginning, he's sort of making fun of the scientific words and he's like, oh, I can't remember all this. And then slowly he gets more interested. So that journey, and Munsee facilitates that. Yeah. And because they spend so long in the forest together, they also start talking about each other's lives. And so we wanted to capture that, as you said, correctly said, this growing friendship and warmth between them.
Yeah, it's beautiful to watch. It really, truly is. Excuse me, Anirban, where are we in terms of the research? I mean, you know, I don't know how long ago the film was completed, but I know how important that the hawk moth is now. I had no idea, but it is. But in terms of just an understanding of this ecosystem and the importance of moths in it and the importance of moths in our lives, as you're explaining it, are we seeing something from this research? Is there something that's come to light that should either encourage us or worry us in this?
I will give a slightly longer answer to this. Unlike the trajectory of a film where we want a kind of a conflict and a resolution, if you may, science is a very long process. Sometimes a scientist will do a research for a decade, maybe longer, and what they find is more questions. So science is about asking the questions and then kind of finding ways to ask more questions. So what they get are minute trends, which invites them for a deeper investigation. So the minute trend, obviously, that they found here was that moths, the robust, bigger moths, were shifting upslope because the temperature were getting hotter at the lower elevation, if you will. So this was the trend that they found. To understand what is the larger ramification of this, they know that their lives are very, the moths' lives are connected with the birds to the other creatures, and then finally to all of us. To get into the details of this, there is going to be years and years of research. And Mansi pretty much wants to dedicate the rest of her academic life to study moths.
Right.
So she will ask multiple questions.
Yeah.
Many people in her lab will ask multiple questions, and we will end up with many questions.
Yes. Well, the end result in this film, Nocturnes, is beauty and our relationship to the world around us, as opposed to our relationship with our electronic devices, is much more important for us as human beings if we're to survive and thrive. And so, to your point earlier, Anirban, it's true. We need to unplug, or at least put it down, put our phones down, and be not only in nature, but an advocate for the natural world as well. So, and I think this film, for me, does that. It pushes us to understand the world a little bit better, but to also understand the fragility of it as well. And I want to thank you both for this terrific documentary film.
Thank you, Mike, for giving us an opportunity to talk about the film. And we are so honored that the film is going to be playing at Lamley Royal in LA.
Yes.
And we want to invite families to come with their children to this film and to experience it with the family, to see this incredible world of moths that we discovered in Eastern Himalayas, and we want them to experience it with us.
And I am confident that they will enjoy it the way you're describing it. And once again, I want to let our listeners know that our guests today, Anirban Dutta and Annapurna Srinivasan, will be at the Lemley Royal on Friday, October 25th, as well as Saturday, October 26th, for the 7:30 screening for a Q&A at the 7:30 screening for Nocturnes, which we'll be screening all week at the Lemley Royal. So hopefully you can make it on Friday or Saturday night, but certainly you can check it out during its run at the Lemley Royal.
All right. Well, my heartfelt thanks.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very, very much. The film is called Nocturnes, and we've been speaking with the co-directors, Annapurna Srinivasan, as well as Anirban Dutta. To both of you, thank you so very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.